Let's see if the Huskers power a little bit here. Turn. Hand off to Hedo. Left side. He has a hole. 35, 40, 45. Right to the 50. 45, 40. Right to the 30. Break the tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Roy Hedo. He takes it the distance. The Huskers have taken a 6-0 lead.
And that's the longest touchdown run in Big 12 championship game history. The first score of the half. The Huskers lead it 20-17 at the half. And we're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And what a game. What a first half. And really, what a great showcase for what's going to be our last Big 12 football contest.
You know, this has been a great tradition in the Big 6, the Big 7, the Big 8, the Big 12, Nebraska and Oklahoma. This is a fitting way to finish this series with Oklahoma here in the championship game. It was especially fitting when it was 17-0.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping in the second half we can get a little more of that, a little more one-sided. But these have been some great games, and I know everybody in Nebraska knows where they were during some of the big games. I was in ninth grade in the game of the century. I know where I was sitting in the house. I think I know what I was wearing. I wish I could still wear that. I might do it for good luck. But it's just been a terrific series. You know, I was looking at the stats the other day. It's just incredible that the 67 years that we met Oklahoma annually in the Big 6, 7, 8, and 12, the two schools shared or won outright 60 of those championships. And in the Big 8 in the 37 years, 36 of them shared or won. And so, I mean, this is the real cream of the conferences in terms of football, and it's great that we have a chance to meet here in our last game in the Big 12.
And now, ready to go to the Big 10 next year, the next academic calendar year. Let's talk about that move. What's it going to mean academically, athletically for the university?
Well, you know, the university has a lot of great academic successes in addition to its athletic successes. And I talked about the conference championships that we've shared with Oklahoma. But one of the things I'm most proud of, and I think most Nebraskans are, is our record number of academic All-Americans. And we're in first place by a country mile. Notre Dame is second. But we are by far and away the leader in the nation. And that's a great tradition, and I hope we can continue that for a long, long time. And so the Big Ten move is going to have both academic consequences as well as athletic. It's going to be a step up, certainly in the academic arena. Athletic quality ebbs and flows in conferences. But you look at next year's schedule, it's going to be pretty tough.
Sure
going
is.
To Wisconsin, going to Michigan, playing
Penn
Ohio State.
State,
playing Penn State.
Yeah.
So it's going to mean a lot of challenges athletically, but also we're going to step it up academically. It is the leading academic conference in the country, and it is the most impressive group of public research universities in America, and we're honored to be a part of it. But we belong there, and we're on an incredible run of momentum right now. That's just one more indication of the momentum of the University of Nebraska right now.
That academic power of that league, what can that mean for Nebraska?
Well, it can mean a lot. You know, it's really the only athletic conference that's got an academic component, the Committee on Institutional Cooperation, which is the Big Ten schools plus the University of Chicago, no slouch academically. And they do research consortia, purchasing consortia. I mean, I think in recruiting for students and faculty, it's going to make a tremendous difference to be a Big Ten school. And I think we're already starting to see this in both faculty and student recruiting.
So I'm sure your faculty is all behind this.
Very excited about it. You know, there's a huge amount of excitement about this. But, you know, there is a cross in Nebraska. I mean, I was out in Grand Island at lunch at a Rotary on Wednesday of this last week. And people are very excited about there. They're excited in Scotts Bluff. They're excited in Omaha. It's something that has really caught fire across the state.
There's been a lot of talk about Innovation Campus going up. This move, talk about how that may really benefit Innovation Campus, which we've heard a lot about.
Yeah, I think it will. Innovation Campus is an exciting move in its own right and a chance to leverage the research strength of the university for the good of the economy in Nebraska, really to provide the opportunity for jobs for our graduates to stay and live and work in Nebraska because they have the kinds of opportunities they want. But I think, like in so many other areas, the membership in the Big Ten is going to help us there. It's going to help us attract private sector partners, I believe, and hopefully it'll help us in a number of other ways. But I think it's just one of the places where we'll see a boost because of our membership of the Big Ten.
Sounds great. Great to see you. Go enjoy the second half if you can find your seat.
You and I both have a little work to do in the second half, and then I will see you at the bowl game.
Absolutely. We will be there, wherever that may be.
You bet.
JB Milliken, Nebraska president, our guest at the half.